Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a controversial title change on AEW Dynamite.
The main event for AEW Revolution has finally been confirmed.
And Tony Khan is expecting a very lucrative TV deal for, well, AEW, obviously.
And a huge Impact versus New Japan show has been announced. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And get rotated, idiot. This is the news.
That's how you deal with sharks, man, you know. I was always told that when a shark comes at you, you should just bop it in the nose really easy. Just punch it in the face. You win. Really easy. Nothing could go wrong there. Turns out you just rotate it. Sharks are idiots. Anyway, we're going to kick things off by talking about the Guns. They're the tag team champions in AEW. This happened in last night's main event of Dynamite. There was a lot going on in this match. There was ref bump. There was Daddy Ass coming in the ring. There was belt shots. It was very heavy on ye olde shenanigans. And ye olde shenanigans are what led to Colton and Austin Gunn ending the reign of the Acclaimed. Stephon Smith, the referee, had been knocked out. Well, not shoot knocked out, but you know. Anthony Bowens accidentally hit him with a rolling elbow.
Bang.
He was down for a long, long time. Billy Gunn got blasted with the tag with the titles. There was a mic drop and it looked like the Acclaim were going to win, but of course Stephon Smith was still down. Max Caster goes outside, tries to get him in. There's another near fall shortly after that, but the Guns hit another belt shot and they end up taking the win and they end up taking the titles. So the Acclaimed were champions for 140 days. They, of course, beat Swerve in Our Glory last September at Grand Slam. Last night, no more. I did not see this coming. Reading the arena's reaction, it sat interestingly. There were a bunch. There wasn't. It didn't sound like everybody was totally engaged. There were some bullsh chants, for sure. You never know if that's "I reject this booking" or "those dastardly heels." Mm-hmm. It's good to have a balance. Well, no, it's not good to have a balance. You want them to be jeering the heels, not the booking or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't get the impression that this was a particularly hot main event, and I don't also get the impression that this was the best booking decision.
Yeah. It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Let's see how it plays out.
I'm intrigued to see what they do next with this. Like you say, I don't think many people saw it coming until the tag match was the main event. And I went, why aren't the Trios champions
what?
The main event? Because, you know, this normally works. So I had a feeling something might be coming. I thought, I predicted on the preview yesterday, if they were going to do a change, I thought maybe Daddy Acid go back to his boys.
That would have made it even worse.
Yeah, but that thankfully didn't happen. But yeah, I'm intrigued to see where they go from here because, like you say, I'm a bit unsure. I don't know what they've been doing with the Acclaimed recently. It's sort of gone off the rails in recent weeks. They're still hugely over, of course.
Yeah.
Just look at the clips from the Jericho cruise for that where they scissored Jesus, I believe. But yeah, I don't know. The only thing that I maybe take a little bit of solace in is the fact that the pay-per-view's in less than a month and this may be just a bit of hotshot booking. But I don't know. I feel like the tag titles have lost a bit of prestige with this decision.
Yeah, it feels like the Trios are being emphasised a little bit more.
Mm.
And if you prefer that, that's probably good. If you don't prefer that, it's probably bad.
Mm.
I really enjoy the Acclaimed as an act. And I enjoy the Guns as
I like the Guns,
annoying mid-level, like, stooge assholes. If I'm the guy writing the show, I probably don't go down the route that they went last night. It does feel to me like the tag team titles have been de-emphasized.
Sige made a good point when we were discussing this on the podcast yesterday, and I'd be intrigued to see if he still maintains that What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, that he thought that if the Guns did win the titles, this may be one of the first cases in AEW of them trying to have the belt make the person rather than the person make the belt. Mm. We'll talk about it later on the podcast. Simon Miller will give you his thoughts even on ups and downs on the channel later on as well. But yeah.
Interesting.
Not sure.
Yeah, I'm no Barry Murray in 2023, unless it's a Pitch Black match or a Ryback. But well, yeah, not my favourite thing.
Pitch Black match, of course, not all bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
okay.
full sugar juice.
Let's move forward. Yeah. I mentioned AW Revolution. It goes down on the 5th of March, I believe. It's a Sunday pay-per-view. That's good.
Yes. Well, is it?
I like it.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah, it's easier for us, even though it's going to be the middle of the night, basically, as always. Anyway, it's got its main event, Andy.
Good.
Confirmed. It will be Bryan Danielson versus my best friend, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, in a 60-minute Iron Man match for the Triple B, otherwise known as the AW World Championship.
The big bloody belt.
Yes. This came off the back of Bryan Danielson's victory over Roosh last night. He's basically run MJF's gauntlet, which also involved him beating the likes of Takeshita, Bandido, Brian Cage, and of course, Timothy Thatcher. He's on a 9-match winning streak, Andy, which goes all the way back to Full Gear 2022. I'll say this. I suppose if you're watching this, you probably should have already watched Dynamite, but I'll say this. No spoilers, but MJF tried his best to make sure that Danielson didn't win this match.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we say no spoilers. We've just talked about the title match.
I don't know what are you doing here?
Yeah, why? Why would you watch the news before watching the show? That's silly sausage behaviour.
Yeah.
You're better than that. You're better than that.
Clever banger. That's what I like.
Wow, okay. I've really enjoyed this whole series of matches. I know, like, when it was announced, you're like, okay, well, Danielson's definitely going to win, but the week-to-week stuff has been really good. It's like, you get the crazy, over-the-top spot monster, Brian Cage. You get Takeshita, who's just a great wrestler. When Brian Cage batters the arm, you get a guy who specializes in destroying limbs in Timothy Thatcher, and then you get to the end and you get a psychopath like Roosh.
Yeah.
I think it's been a really compelling series. I like simple pro wrestling, where it's like, hey, you beat these guys, you get a shot at me. Cool. There we go. If the matches are great, I don't necessarily mind if it's not full of swerves and twists and stuff. And I've really enjoyed this series. I thought the last night was its peak. I actually enjoyed the Roosh match just like a smidge more than the Bandido one. That's my favourite match of the series.
Because Danielson was pissing blood everywhere.
And Roosh is just like...
As was Takeshita by the end of the night, I suppose, as well.
There are definitely weeks where Roosh is like, I'm going to do this one in second gear, brother. But like every
Rampage
while,
main event... Dynamite match.
Yeah. Facing the best living wrestler on Dynamite is a bit of a change in pace. Awesome. Love it. 60 minutes. Let's see what they can do, man.
He's going to take Danielson to school. It's going to be so good.
He's going to rip his bloody ass.
Yeah, and a couple of things. Number one, how about we don't have any gauntlets for a while?
Yeah.
Especially when you have them twice on a show. MJF did it first, so he gets to do that. And also... What did you make of MGF's story time, baby?
Fun, yeah.
I thought some people might not have liked him after that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he's a heel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even I thought, ooh, Max, as your best friend.
But
not sure about that one.
A lot of this stuff, and I won't get on a high, like, go all over the place on this, but, like, he's a heel on TV.
Exactly, this is what I'm alluding
to. He's supposed to be a despicable piece of trash, like... What are we doing here? Gee whiz. Right, let's talk about TV rights deals.
Oh, good.
Keep this brief because...
I'm going to give precisely zero thoughts on this, by the way, because I hate this chat.
Yeah, so Tony Khan is expecting a very lucrative AEW media rights deal. Of course, their TV deal is up for renegotiation commencing sometime this year. It'll kick in like, next year, early next year. Tony's expecting big increases. He's done this interview with Uproxx, where he says, I expect big increases in the rights for the AEW programs, and we're in a good place to make a very lucrative deal for AEW media rights going forward. He also spoke on the prospect of a streaming service, and he did a lot of Tony speak here, where he's like, oh yeah, we got all these things. So basically he said, we've got all of this content, right? Loads of stuff that we've done. AEW has access to so many great wrestling events, including some events that are widely considered amongst the best of all time. There's a lot of interest in this library as well as the new weekly content, and I think there's a lot of demand for the library, so it makes a lot of sense for us to try and make that library available on demand. So we've been speaking about the on-demand service forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll get your new TV deal this year. Something will come through. Look, they're undervalued at the moment. They're paid around $44 million, $45 million a year on their current Warner deal, which for a show that continually ranks like in and around the top five shows every night on cable every single week, it's really undervalued. I think they'll get an increase for sure. I think it will be quite lucrative.
Yeah.
This show is a success no matter what some dumbasses on Twitter will tell yeah. you when it doesn't pop this stupid arbitrary million that a bunch... Like, it's a nonsense number that people have just got in their head and going, I didn't get a million this week. Means absolutely nothing, brother, if they're finishing in like the top three on cable. They're going to do well. It's going to be good. People will some like you know what they you know what the problem with like talking about like wrestling business in 2023 is like AEW and they're not going to get this but AEW could land $1 billion a year and someone would still go oh no bad it'll be a good number it'll be fine
yep and that's the story. I have no interest in talking about
I just
this.
Like shooting down false narratives
yeah exactly that's fair it's enough fun. But as if you need any more encouragement have it out in the comments
and get rotated.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Right, let's conclude by talking about Impact Wrestling and New Japan, who announced a huge cross-promotional event that is going to go down at Los Angeles, California's Globe Arena on Thursday the 30th of March. It is called, I love this name, Multiverse United, Only the Strong Survive. And already announced, Impact World Champion Josh Alexander and friend of Simon Miller, I believe, Josh Alexander, versus... Kushida, another all WCPW affair. You're welcome, guys. Will Ospreay versus Mike Bailey. Yes, please. And Jeff Cobb versus Moose.
Big boys.
All the other wrestlers.
Big boys.
Other wrestlers confirmed include Impact's Trey Miguel, Ace Austin, and Chris Bay, another friend of the channel. And New Japan's Kenta, Rocky Romero, Minoru Suzuki, Clark Connors.
Clark Connors.
Yeah. Clark Connors, the one who was on the AEW show a while back. Kevin Knight, and of course, Fred Rosser, formerly of Titus Worldwide!
It's cool, this, isn't it? It's
I'm excited for this.
WrestleMania week, one of my favourite things about WrestleMania week is not just WrestleMania, it's all the cool shows that kind of piggyback off of it, and like promoters like GCW come through and do all the collective. They've got DDT involved this year. Hard my stuff. All the fun other shows that build up to the granddaddy of them all on Saturday and Sunday. I think this is in the same venue that PWG runs, so it's going to look cool. It's sick. I think it'll be like the first big collaboration that these two promotions have had since they kind of fell out under previous regimes in 2011, 2012. So looking forward to it. Ospreay versus Bailey. They've wrestled before. They had a match in Rev Pro last year that was completely insane. It's going to be great. I'm sure the card will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to be there. It's not been confirmed by anyone at What Culture.
We're probably
I'm just manifesting it. No. Me and Andy are going to be there.
No.
And we're going to wrestle.
No.
We're going to wrestle Fred Rosser and Chris Bay, respectively.
We're not
see you there. Thursday, 30th of March. See you there. But I'm just going to keep saying it until they have to send us now.
Why?
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. From the YouTube community section today, we sometimes put it on there, sometimes put it on Twitter. Although, actually, they're not Twitter questions today then, technically. Anyway, at WhatCultureWWE, if you do want to send us wacky Twitter questions tomorrow. Also, there'll be another post for wacky questions tomorrow.
It's going up at 3 p.m. EST, 8 p.m. UK. I don't know West Coast. It's going up.
On the community page, so wacky questions only tomorrow.
Alligators.
Please.
Sharks.
Brad writes, hi Andy and Adam, due to AW not actually confirming dates for the UK show, using your wisdom, do you think you could have a good stab at when it would likely be?
Ooh, what's this? It's a beard that lives.
It's an octopus.
Octobeard. Yeah, this was strange. They kind of like... London,
they've announced it, but they haven't announced it.
Yeah, like, announcement coming next week, and then next week came, and it was a graphic with no date or venue.
Well, as far as I can tell, I think they're wrestling on Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd take that. That'd be fun. I think that the WWE show announcement for Money in the Bank kind of threw them for a bit of a loop, and they went, we have to rethink. Perhaps that's just me speculating, because that's on the 1st of July, and you'd think that that's the kind of time frame that they would choose. Obviously, if you're AEW, you don't want to be running that show in close proximity, because a lot of people are going to go, times are tough, I can only afford, I only want to pay for one show, or whatever, you want to space them out a little bit. So that's probably... yeah, they probably just went, oh, no. Bigger company running a show. Mm. I think that what they will try to do is run Craven Cottage, the Fulham stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely walk to that stadium along the river. It's sensational.
Never been.
It's an interesting ground. It's literally got a pub in the corner, which is cool. That should be the wrestler's entrances if they run there. Which means the optimal time to do that would be during the summer when there's no football. So, like, August-ish. It's July again. July, it's still quite close. In short, I have no idea, but if I was a betting man, I would say like late summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
No idea what that was. I think it was Mick Foley.
Mick Foley took a bump, shockingly.
Technically, was that Dude Love? Yeah, technically it was Dude Love who took the bump. It's going to be August 8th. I don't know what day that is, but it's MJF. It's my best friend, and that's my birthday. So he said he'd do it especially for my birthday.
All right, son.
So, was I meant to announce that? I'm not sure. Sorry, Tony.
It's probably like a Monday or something. Yeah. Same night as Raw. Let's go.
Let's check. Hang on one second. It is the... Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Oh no,
the Wednesday Night War's back on, guys.
How could an AEW pay-per-view go head-to-head with that great show, NXT?
Best show of the week. Right, second question today comes from L. Sean, depending on what you want to watch, it's the best show of the week. Good morning to the Russell and the Bustle. We never decided who was who on that one.
The Russell and
we're
the
Bustle. We're just giving a shout-out to and the brilliant Bustle. Outrunners. Very, tell them to...
Very chaotic. Youngest men alive.
Who do you think will win the IC title from Gunther, and when do you think it will happen?
Sheamus WrestleMania. I think
really?
I think it's a good story. Like, the idealistic thing always, right, is that, like, an up-and-comer goes over and all of this stuff. But Gunther, like, in the obviously not in wider wrestling, but in the context of WWE, he's still doing that kind of himself to a degree, even though he's obviously amazing. Sheamus, I think it's the right story. The series last year was so sick. And I came away from it going, ah, oh, that's a bummer that Sheamus didn't win. Not in like I was disappointed with the booking, but in the sense of I really wanted him to win I was invested in a kayfabe standpoint. So I think him winning at WrestleMania would be a nice moment for a guy who actually really deserves it.
I don't know when it's going to happen, because I've got a feeling they might be doing Brock versus Gunther, because they're doing Brock versus Lashley at the Chamber rather than at Mania. So,
well, it's not like they get repetitive with Brock's booking ever. Well, they might do him as Big Bob again.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, he's going to say it's not like they've done this match before, but still. No offence, but I really hope it's not Drew McIntyre. I don't think he needs this whatsoever. Well, Sheamus is a good shout.
That's very offensive.
It's nothing to do with him being Scottish.
No, it is.
And I'm going to make up for that in a second, by the way.
William Wallace.
And... I don't know. I saw someone talking about Butch, and I thought, Pete Dunne versus Walter, run that one back, but with different names.
What?
Chad Gable.
Interesting.
Chad Gable off on his single stuff whilst Otis joins Maximum Male Models.
I would like to see Gable doing the Chaos Fury on Gunther. That'd be awesome.
I feel sorry for Johnny Gargano, but it does feel like Triple H is like... You get a really good technical wrestler over here.
Yeah. Hey, little guy, do wacky stuff with Dexter Lumis.
Gable deserves it as well, man. He's mint. But no idea when it'll be.
SummerSlam,
Money in the Bank. Because we'll be there for that. There we go. That's another one.
Oh boy, you're really making a lot of promises here.
Third question. I love this. This is the first question I picked out, but I saved it for last. Thoris9164, Andy, writes, Pitodri Mince Pie or Mountain Dew Pitch Black?
Jeezy peeps, man. The Pitodri pie is, it's not good, obviously, but it's my nut good, right? I grew up on Pataudry pies. I was a season ticket holder at Pataudry, the greatest football stadium in all of the lands. First ever stadium in the UK with a dugout, by the way.
Pataudry really?
Claim
it's Aberdeen Stadium, by the way, for those uninitiated.
They know. It's the home of football. They know. So I grew up on those. Like, you know, every other weekend, eating that sludgy, greasy thing. You know, at Pataudry, the sausage rolls were once so greasy that the bag was translucent by the time you got back to your seat. So it's an easy answer for me, actually. It's the Pataudry pie. Boringly, I can't do soft drinks that have calories in them. The corn syrup.
It's got quite a few of this as well.
Yeah, brother. The corn syrup turns me into a goblin. It's the Pataudry pie. Although, you know, the Killy pie is obviously the king of football pies.
Yeah, I'd say Mountain Dew Pitch Black is surprisingly delicious.
Yeah.
But I would pick the Pataudry mince pie because I've never had it before.
Well, you will.
But I will soon.
Yes, absolutely. You know what they have these nut jobs here in Newcastle have? They have a Balti pie. So you go to your seat. Like, I don't go to St. James's anymore for sports washing reasons.
Yeah.
But when you sit down, you just smell curry everywhere, and you're like, you see some boy going, oh, he's got me curry.
More of a Bovril guy, mate.
Oh, yeah, dip your Bovril in your pie.
That was the best. Shout out to the Reese's Keys. Best Bovril in the land.
Yeah, you guys are not getting promoted again.
Yeah, we're being rubbish.
Yeah. So are we. So.
And finally,
crap team.
Despite everything that Sami Zayn's going through right now, he's not forgotten where his loyalties lie. Johnny Knoxville, get well soon, Johnny. Has just went to have some surgery. He tore the right bicep completely off the bone at the end of the year. So he had to go and see a doctor, get Dr. E, who put it all back together. Did a nice post on Instagram. Sami Zayn commented, I call BS. Our match at WrestleMania in April was too much for you, and you held up announcing your injury as long as you could to save face. I love Sami Zayn.
Never mind the Bloodline storyline, kick the Johnny Gargano... No, Johnny Knoxville storyline back in.
Yeah.
Although Johnny Gargano and Sami Zayn would be...
That's it. Well. Roman drops the belt to Sami, and Sami drops the belt to Wee Man. It's my booking, and I'm sticking with it.
Steve-O, why not?
Shout out to Steve-O.
Yeah.
He's doing a good place right now, from by all accounts.
Yeah.
So good for him. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on that. All of today's news stories in the comment section below.
The Welsh, what was the Welsh jackass?
Dirty Sanchez.
Pollard was in that, probably. Welsh stuff, I don't know.
Shout out to Andrew Pollard.
I don't think he was.
At Cultured Left Peg. Send at Cultured Left Peg.
Oh no, poor Pollard. What are we doing now?
Send him, I was going to say send him Dirty Sanchez gifts.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Send him jackass gifts, but with no context.
Yeah.
Just like Gareth Morgan the other week, he'll be like, what's going on here?
Yeah, why am I getting
Rikishis? Cultured Left Peg. He's brilliant. He does the news on Sunday for us, and he's a lovely man.
Holds
Andrew
it down.
Pollard.
Holds it down.
And he's also a Wrexham
fan. He's
a
colossus of a boy.
He's a Wrexham
well.
Fan, but we won't hold that against him. Yeah.
He would ruin you in a fight, man.
How is
like,
that?
He's gigantic.
How is that FA Cup tie against Spurs coming along, Wrexham fans?
Yeah,
unlucky. Well, we got that time in the third round. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, moving on. Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, except don't, because it's going to be Wacky Friday Twitter questions, but it's not on Twitter. It's on our YouTube
baby.
Page. 3 p.m. today for American people in certain bits of America. 8 p.m. for UK people in certain bits of
America. Yeah, if you're in like California, I've no idea, brother. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Also, I don't feel too bad for you if you're in California.
Yeah.
All places. Anyway, Twitter for both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop16, Bride of Hoopenstein.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all.
Hoop gimmick sucks ass.
At What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Don't throw it, it'll explode.
I almost slapped out your hand.
And we will see you soon.
Nuclear waste.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.